with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. New York's governor says she's reached a deal with state lawmakers to legalize medically assisted suicide. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
In an op-ed in the Albany Times Union Wednesday, Hochul said she supports the proposal, but has made a deal with lawmakers to include guardrails in the measure before she signs it into law. Hochul, a Catholic, said she came to the decision after hearing from New Yorkers in the throes of pain and suffering, as well as their children, while also considering opposition from individuals of many faiths who believe that deliberately shortening one's life violates the sanctity of life. Julie Walker, New York.
President Trump will deliver a year-end address to the nation tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Previewing tonight's address from the White House, Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said it's going to be a really good speech.
He's going to talk a lot about the accomplishments over the past 11 months, all that he's done to bring our country back to greatness.
She said he'll also discuss his plans for the next 3 years. The president wrote on social media that it's been a great year for our country, and he said the best is yet to come. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Senate has given final passage to an annual military policy bill that will authorize $901 billion in defense programs. The legislation is attempting to overhaul how the Pentagon purchases weapons and pressures Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth to provide lawmakers with video of strikes on alleged drug boats in international waters near Venezuela. A down day on Wall Street with the Dow dropping 228 points, the Nasdaq lower by 418, the S&P lower by 79. This is SRN News. A Christmas gift from a Christian business, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
Hobby Lobby, the giant craft store chain, is giving away 500,000 copies of The Case for Christmas by well-known apologist Lee Strobel. He was an atheist and a news reporter who came to Christ after doing in-depth research designed to prove that the Bible isn't true. Writing on X, Strobel says, quote, "I'm praying God uses these books to point people to himself." Hobby Lobby will be handing out free copies until all 500,000 are gone. Michael Harrington reporting.
Chile has become the latest country in Latin America to move to the right, electing a conservative veteran politician who's long attracted comparisons to President Trump. José Antonio Kast has also taken a conservative stance on social issues, opposing the legalization of gay marriage and advocating for a constitutional ban on abortion. This is SRN News. They're hoping their opposition can help derail a huge railroad merger plan.
The proposed $85 billion Union Pacific-Norfolk Southern merger has lost the support of two of their biggest unions, representing more than half their workers. They worry the deal would increase safety risks, lead to higher shipping rates and consumer prices, and cause significant disruptions. The U.S. Surface Transportation Board will weigh the views of all stakeholders before determining whether the merger is in the public interest. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Warner Brothers Discovery is telling shareholders to reject an unsolicited takeover bid from Paramount Skydance, saying an offer from Netflix will be better for them and customers. The Warner board said in a letter to shareholders on Wednesday that Paramount's inferior offer carried significant risks. More details at srnnews.com.